Hey everybody, it's S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. Look, I know you saw the title. The title is Soft Butts, Nose Swabs, and Enemas. I could tell you why it's called that, but that would ruin the fun, and I want you to listen to the episode. So I'm going to just shut up. I'm going to say sit back, enjoy, and you will enjoy. And it's going to be fun, okay? You can probably tell that from the title. So, are you ready? Of course you are. Let's do it. All right, everybody. Do you hear my voice right now? It's almost back to normal. If you were a listener of my other podcast, you'd realize how much garbage my voice sounded like maybe a day and a half ago. I finally got my voice back early this morning. Also, it came with a ton of phlegm, which was very, very pleasant. But okay. But here we go. And hopefully my voice will hold up and stay normal like it is now for the whole podcast. But listen, guys, and gals and guys. Obviously this is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. Listen, I was watching the news and they are saying that there's COVID tests that you can take at home. There'll be about $30 a pop COVID tests you can take at home. Now I've had COVID tests. I've taken COVID tests, right? I know what it's like to take the COVID test and I know what it's like to have that thing, have a nurse go, this is not going to be unpleasant at all as I take this thing the size of a broomstick and tap the top of your skull from the inside and spin it around twice. And I'm still suffering from the shock of the flashbacks, right? But I was thinking about this for them. Think about this. If it's a nasal swab at home, it means you have to do to yourself what the nurse did to you or the doctor did to you in the hospital. And when someone else is twirling that thing around inside your nose all the way up like that, it's unpleasant. But at the very least, you can just kind of sit back and go, oh, it's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over. Which is what you'll be doing in your mind. You could be the toughest guy in the world. You could be a professional full contact fighter that walks around with double muscles and quadruple muscles and actually beats up walls to warm up for beating up bigger walls. Everybody could clear out the side of the street. He's coming! And run across the street, and you could have a voice like Barry White if his voice was even lower. I'm a tough guy. And I'm telling you right now, the second they put that swab up your nose, you turn into the biggest punk in the world. I'm a professional fighter. It's almost over. It's over. One more nostril. No. Sir, you actually get in the ring with professional fighters and you punch each other in the face and kick each other in the throat. Are you afraid of that?
I'm not afraid of that. That's what I do. I'm a real warrior.
That's what I thought. Well, let me do the other nostril.
Not the other one.
Exactly. I said it. Right? Now you got to do it to yourself. It's different doing it to yourself because, you know, when you feel that discomfort, your hand is going to look at your nose and go, are you sure you want me to do this? And the nose is going to look at the hand and go, I'm a nose, bro. I can't talk. And the hand's going, well, I'm a hand. I can't talk either. And the nose and the hand are going to go, why is this Anthony anthropomorphizing in the middle of his podcast? Shut up. Back to the story. Right? So you try to put that thing up your nose and spin it around. Oh, and then you got to do it again. Oh, right? And I'm telling you right now, if I have to do it at some point, I've already been tested, but if at some point in the future I have to do it, will I do it? Yes. But it's difficult to do to yourself, right? You ever gone to the doctor and had the doctor do some kind of enema thing to you or something like that? You know, when you were sick, he had to give you an enema or to clean you out, right? You ever have to give yourself one? It's not the same thing. You're going, right? Because you're just sitting there going, I don't want to do this to myself, right? Oh, my goodness. So I don't, and the only reason I brought this up is because they were talking about the test for home. Like I said, the COVID test you can take for home, but they were also talking about the vaccine and how it's rolling out. And a lot of my listeners for both podcasts have written to me and some of my friends and some of my people that I run into have asked me, will I take the vaccine? I'm kind of nervous, man. I'm kind of nervous. And I'm thinking, if I get an opportunity to take the vaccine, am I going to take it? Yes, I am. Why? Because it's a vaccine for COVID. Of course I'm going to take it. But here's the thing. It's not like I'm the first person to take it. A lot of my listeners, a lot of you that are listening to me are very young, healthy people, right? A third of my audience is very, very young. Guess what? They're not going to get right around to you. I'm going to get it before you do, right? I'm a middle-aged person, right? So the first people getting it are going to be the nurses and doctors. And do you really think nurses and doctors are going to take something that hurts them when they're, you know, kind of know about that stuff, right? They're not going to go, I'm fully aware that this is going to hurt people, but I'll get a little, give me a little bit of that. No, they're not going to take anything that's going to hurt themselves, right? And besides that, they're going to give it to doctors and old people. People that know what the heck it is and are still taking it, and old people, the most vulnerable. So basically, we get to sit back and watch these two groups take that stuff and then decide for ourselves whether to take it based on what happens to them. If you turn on the news and it's like, bah, 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 in the news tonight, man, those doctors were stupid. I can't believe they took that crap. Look at them vomiting all over themselves. And the old people, good Lord, they're all turning green. I don't know why they took that crap. And just by the way, audience, I ain't taking it. I'm just going to lock myself in a closet for 2 years and do my news through the peephole, and that's it. Now, no, down to commercial. No, we're going to get to see exactly what happened. Right? We're going to get to see exactly what happens. So am I going to take it? You're daggone right. Because you always got to figure out a way to figure out if something's worth doing. You got to think about what you got to put up with and the consequences. What you got to do and the consequences. It applies in every area. We're talking about COVID tests, but you got to jam the thing up your own nose. We're talking about something like the vaccine. But does it not apply to your regular life too? Of course it does. Of course it does. Right? If you've been in a relationship, right? You know you've been in a relationship and you've been attracted to other people. You've been attracted to other people. Other people have been attracted to you. If you're with someone you care about and you're not an idiot, you're going to go, that person looks good, but I'm not doing it because I don't want to lose her, or if you, I don't want to lose him, or whatever the situation is, right? But if the consequences aren't that bad, if you're in a relationship that stinks anyway, I've been on the other end of that, and I've been on the end of that. I've been in a relationship that was absolutely horrible, right? It stunk, but I never cheated, right? And then I found out that she cheated. And guess what? I wasn't really that bad. Because I was one of those idiots that thought that they could fix everything. I'll fix this relationship, even though the sight of her makes me sick. Not that she's not beautiful, she is, but I hate her guts. But I don't want to not be with somebody, so I'll put up with being treated like crap, right? But then she cheated because she didn't care about my behind either. She couldn't take me, but she didn't want to be by herself. So what did she do? She went off and got it on with somebody else. And she cared so little about my feelings. She was bad at hiding it. I think she was genuinely trying to hide it, but she wasn't like deathly afraid of losing me. So she didn't hide it really, really well. And I found out about it and I had to act outraged. How dare you? I'm really hurt. If you're so hurt, why are you smiling? I'm smiling. That's pain on my face. It's definitely not me going, now I have a reason to get rid of you, like a ripping off a Band-Aid that's been on my arm too long. It's definitely not that. I'm really, really crushed. If you're so crushed, why are you jumping in the air and clicking your heels? That's a tradition in my family for what happens when we're really sad. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that I'm happy that you cheated because now I don't feel guilty about getting away from you and never speaking to you again, which is what I've been wanting to do for the past year. But I mean, not that, but that's not what the case is. Then why did I hear you on the phone saying to your friends, ha ha ha, that crazy lady cheated, now I can get rid of her? Oh, no, that's the name of the new hot song I heard on the radio that will never be played again for some reason. Right? So I didn't mind losing her. I lost her a long time ago. She just happened to keep coming over to my damn house for some reason. Get out already. Why is my stuff, that everything that I've left in the house, packed? And why do you have good riddance, cheater, ha ha ha, I'm done with your butt, written across the box. Oh, that was already on the box. That's the name of, that was Amazon's name before it was Amazon. It was called Ha Ha Ha. I'm done with your cheating butt. Good riddance. Get out. Ha Ha Ha. And because, yeah, Bezos changed it after a while. That was the name first. Get out. Didn't matter because the consequences of losing me were not that bad because we didn't like each other in the first place. But there was another lady who definitely did not want to lose me because we had a better relationship. And there was this guy, right? And she was all up on her face and Mr. Hoop, Mr. Hotness and Hotness. Now, I'll be honest with you. At the time, I was in really good shape. So it wasn't like he was, you know, wasn't like it was an unfair battle, if you understand what I'm saying. But, and also, I miss Anthony. You know what I'm saying? Moving on. So he's all up in her face, you know, everything, right? And she's like, yeah, he's cool and everything, but I don't want to lose him. Yeah. And I've been in that situation, right? You know, I'm doing my shows and all these people in the audience and these, like, there's always some groups of women at the end of the show. Yeah, so funny and cute. Right. And they want to hug you and take a picture and they accidentally rub your chest a little too long. Oh, did I pat your bottom or anything like that? Oh, did I accidentally put my phone number and room key in your pocket? And I accidentally just give my girlfriends a wave to let them know that I'll be going home with you and getting it on? Right. Oh, hey, no. I did that. Oh, I don't want to lose my girl. I don't want to lose my girl. So I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Wanted to do it, but didn't do it. But you have to think in terms of the consequences of things. Is it worth doing the thing? Is it worth doing that thing? And that's what goes through my mind all the time. Right? So, will I take the vaccine? Yes. If I have to cram the thing up my nose to find out whether I have caught it, yes, I will. Right? We've all been there. You know, I'm personally right now trying to lose this weight that I'm trying to lose my, I've been locked in the house, can't go to the gym. Locked in the house, can't go to the gym weight. And, you know, the thing about it was at first I was like, it's been a month. I'm going to cough. I knew it. I was wondering if it was going to happen. And no, I'm not editing it out. I'm sick. You're going to get the real deal here, dagnabbit. losing my in the house for all this time. Wait, because you can't go to the gym. And in the beginning, I didn't gain anything. I'm watching people online. I gained 10 pounds. And I'm looking at the scale like, I lost 2 pounds, losers. And you begin smoking an imaginary cigarette to celebrate your how great you are. Yeah. Blow out the imaginary smoke. Yeah. Yeah. Then 2 more months go by and you realize you went up the steps and your butt cheek jiggled when you went up the steps. There must be something in my back pocket. Oh, dag nabbit. Right? But the bad part about it is, when that happens, there's a fine line right in the middle. There's a point where you go, I gotta shut this down right now. I gotta stop eating these hoagies, which were fine to eat, and these cupcakes or whatever I'm eating for lunch. It's fine to eat that when you're going to the gym and you're steadily losing weight, but when you're stuck in the house and you can't really do anything and you just have your butt jiggled, it didn't jiggle a lot. It was not like an IG model. How dare you? It was just like a little bit, it was a little too soft. I shouldn't say jiggle. That was wrong. It was like you put your hand in your back pocket and normally you feel muscle back there and your hand goes in a little bit and you're like, oh man, what the? Oh, my hand went in a little bit. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you stink. But you sit there and you go, oh, man, there's a fine line in the middle. There's a part where you go, you know what? I got to lose this weight. And you shut it down. You shut it down. You stop eating the crap, right? You go, oh, no more crap eating. Less crap eating, more working out. Less crap eating, more working out. And you decide to work out. I'm going to do the quadruple squats and the quintuple squats, jump squats, flapjacks, and whatever kind of jack it takes to get the weight back off and get back on track. Or there's the other side of the line. And we all know what that is, my friends. That's the side of the line where you're going, I don't want to. right? And you sit there and you're going, I'm going to get heavy again. Oh, oh. And you have to ask yourself, are the consequences of eating these cupcakes and eating all this crap and not working out and getting heavy again, is it worse than working out? Is working out worse? Or is getting heavy worse? Working out is worse? Or getting heavy? Working out, you know, you get all sweaty and your muscles are sore and wake up stiff and hurt. You have that stromboli. It's pleasant. You get wonderful stromboli flavor in your mouth. You feel happy, right? I know you get endorphins from working out, but not the kind you get from working your mouth around a cupcake. I know that much. All right, I know. Okay, let me ask you a question. There's a bunch of you listening to this crap. How do you feel after you work? I feel refreshed. I got that pump. Okay, how do you feel after you sit down? You're watching some Netflix. You find something you want to watch on Netflix. You know nobody's going to bother you today. You got the whole day to yourself. You turn off the phone. There's no emergencies in your family. Nobody's sick. Nobody's 1,000 years old or whatever. But there's a whole lot of other people in the family, so they can take care of it. You're not the first call because you're further away than everybody else anyway, right? There's nothing going to happen in the next 2 hours. So you sit down. You sit down. You turn on your Netflix. And boom! That end pops up, Netflix original documentary, stuff as Anthony is interested in, or would insert your name there, stuff whatever your name is interested in. And you're sitting down and you look to your right, and what do you got? You got a cherry soda of your whatever kind of your favorite soda is, and it's not a can, it's not a bottle, it's one of those big cups with the ice in it, right? And the ice hasn't started melting yet, because so the soda still tastes like soda. You got it, right? You look down at your plate, and what do you got there? You got a quadruple, quintuple, pizza, double quadruple pizza steak right there with all the sauce dripping off of it. Oh, yeah. What do you have to the right of that whole cheese steak? You got onion rings. Oh, yeah. And this time you went to a place, but when you tell the person, when you tell the guy, when you tell the lady that made your onion rings, you want salt, pepper, ketchup on your onion rings, they actually put salt, pepper, and ketchup on your onion rings. Because as you know, sometimes you tell these people to put salt, pepper, ketchup on your onion rings, they have no problem putting on the salt or the pepper. But when it comes to the ketchup, I'm like, you didn't even touch. I mean, it'd be different if you had a little bit of ketchup on all the onion rings. What did you do? Put it on the top of the onion rings? What's it supposed to do? Walk to the other onion rings? But not this time. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So what we got here, we got the big soda. We got the full cheese steak with the pizza steak and quadruple steak and quintuple steak with the sauce and everything. You got the onion rings with the salt, pepper, and real ketchup on it. Yeah. Woo. Right? And the movie's good, right? The movie's so good you didn't even start digging into your food, right? But you go, oh, I forgot something. You pause the movie, you go back out to the car because you forgot you left it in the car. It's a piece of chocolate cake. Yeah, I said it. And it's got a little thing next to it with ice cream on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You put it in the refrigerator. You're going, I probably won't get to that because there's no way I'm going to finish this cheese that half of it's gone. Well, there's no reason I'm going to, no way I'm going to finish all these onion rings. They're all gone. Now, you got the soda almost down to nothing. You got half a cheesesteak left. You got cake and ice cream in the refrigerator. And this is a good movie. This movie is awesome. Other half of the cheesesteak gone. And you're going, I'm not even full. I'm not full. You go to the refrigerator. You get that cake. And you realize that's a bigger piece of cake than you should have gotten. You greedy. I don't want to curse. But you take the cake, right? Put the cake on the plate. Yeah. You take the ice cream, put the ice cream on top of the cake, eat it all up, and you sit back holding, you rubbing your stomach, and the movie's good, and you just ate all of that stuff. Which one of those feels better to you? The workouts or the pig outs? And guess what? If you lie, I'm going to kick you out. You know which one feels better. So what are the consequences of your actions? Right in the moment, you're just thinking, workout, schmirk out. That was some good eating. But if you do that once, really not a big deal. But what about you do it again and 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 again? All of a sudden, you find yourself walking up the steps, putting your hand in your back pocket, and instead of feeling a muscular buttocks in your pants, you feel something that feels like a muscular buttocks covered by a thin layer of cottage cheese. So sometimes, my friends, you have to make a decision. You have to realize, I know working out's going to suck in the beginning. I know it's going to suck, but I got to do it, right? I can still eat like that twice a month. Twice a month, you eat like that. That's it. Because in your mind, you'll know I'm going to get, because if sometimes when you start working out and you start eating right, you have this stupid thing in your mind. I'm never going to eat bad food again. I'm only going to eat diet salad and low calorie water. That's all I'm going to eat. In fact, I'm going to get low calorie oxygen shipped in. That's right. So it's going to be low diet water and diet ice cubes, low calorie salad and low calorie oxygen. That's all I'm going to take. And also every waking hour, I'm going to be doing crunches and sit-ups. Even when I'm at the office, the person at the office is going to go, John, we need you to work on that account. And he's going to go, 16, 17. John, why are you doing crunches on top of your laptop? Shut up, punk. I was fat once. Mind your business. And that's what you're going to... Now, of course, you're not going to do that. But you know you have to work out and you have to eat right if that's the reason that you're heavy. And I'm not talking about somebody who... if there's some kind of genetic thing that makes you heavy, this doesn't apply to you. Obviously, you have things that are beyond your control and you need outside help, obviously. But if you're like me and there's nothing, you go to the doctor and there's nothing wrong with you. You know, the only reason that you're still heavy, well, the only reason I'm heavy at this point is because I got lazy. No, no, man. You realize it's just like, I know how to lose weight. I've done it before. I know what it's like to look into the mirror at my abdominals and go, did I borrow those from Bruce Lee? What? Right? And now I look at him and I'm going, did I borrow? Okay, I'm not going to do a Sarah Lee joke. I'm too good for that, but you get the point. I'm too talented and too good a comedian to resort myself to a Bruce Lee, Sarah Lee joke. I won't do it. I think I accidentally just did. Shut up, punks. Back to me. So I know that during this pandemic, you have to think about the consequences of your actions. So I know that there are things out there, just like you. I mean, come on, man. Even a third of my audience that's young, healthy people, don't act like there's not something that you do that's stupid that you know you shouldn't be doing, right? Maybe, young ones, you should be studying for your they're not that young. You should be studying for some college exam, right? And you're going, ha ha, I'm gaming right now, Jack. Put the daggone thing down until you finish your studies. Those video games aren't going anywhere, punk. Oh, good Lord, I sound like your father. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. The last thing you need to do is have your favorite podcaster starting to sound like your dad. I that's wrong. I shouldn't do that. Get those grades up, punk. But man, I know that I got to get back in shape. You know, I got to get back to where I was right before the pandemic when I was doing well, and then continue on there and get back in shape. I know I got to do that, you know, and I know that if it comes time, I'm going to have to take that COVID test and swirl that thing around in my nose. I don't think it'll be a problem. I'm really conscientious about taking care of, you know, washing my hands and wearing a mask. I do all of that crap. But if for some reason it happens, I'm going to do it. I'm going to cram that thing up my nose. Because I've already had it happen before and I know what it feels like. I might also give myself an enema. Never mind. Moving on. So what I want to say, my friends, is listen. You know there are things that you're doing that aren't going to get you where you need to go. There's consequences to that. And I know there are things you need to do that will get you where you need to go. And the consequences of that are positive. And the dumb stuff, the consequences of that are negative. So let's all do the positive crap. You are going to listen to this podcast every week for the rest of your life. Well, that's right. You guys are younger than me. For the rest of my life. You have no choice. You love me that much. But after listening to me, you're going to not go and play video games. You're going to study and get A pluses on whatever it is. Because I want you to have lots of money and be successful. Okay? And to the audience that's the my age, you probably got fat too. So just stop being, all the stuff about being fat, you know that I was talking to you too. Just do what I said, okay? And to the audience that's older than me, I can't really tell y'all what to do because y'all old enough to be my parents. So y'all probably looking at me like, young man! Folks, thank you for coming back. Yep, I can actually feel my voice starting to go now, but that's okay because the podcast is almost over. Much love to you. I will see you again next time. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for missing me. Thank you for saying all those really cool things. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you follow this podcast and click on the thing on there that tells you, that makes you aware of when the episodes are being released. So you'll be the first to know. Much love to all of you. I hope you don't get sick like I was. Stay healthy, and I will see you again next time.
What a bunch of chumps. I ain't working out. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to have me my cupcakes and my ice cream, okay? I don't mind giving wonderful advice to my listeners and stuff, but that crap don't apply to me. This is an audio podcast. They can't see what I'm doing. That's why I don't do video podcasts, because while I'm doing a podcast, I'm eating cupcakes on top of cheese. Now, turn off the recorder.
Okay, I told you that was going to be fun, didn't I? And yes, I would have ruined the whole thing if I told you in the intro why I called the podcast that. So was I right? Yes. Was I right that you had a good time? Of course. And I had a good time talking to you. Much love to all of you, and I will see you again next time. Take care.